We don't want our neighbors to be these people. There's going to be people, rich men, poor men, free men, bond men, in the last days, go read the book of Revelation, we're working through it verse by verse, that say, rocks, fall on me to hide me from the wrath of the Lamb. Wow. What a strange, strange combination. A lamb and the wrath. You see, he's not a little baby lamb anymore. He's the lamb because he shed his blood. But he's the lion of Judah. And he's coming back in flaming fire. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to separate churchianity people from his true saints. You can't be of Christ and of the Sunday church system. It's not of God. You can't be of Christ and of your own belief system. It's not of God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following the voice of God or the culture and your own ways? What are you following, neighbor? What are you living for? What did you do? When you wake up this morning, I like to tell people, if you didn't decide to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're actually an idolater, and no idolaters will inherit the kingdom of God. Did you know that? No idolaters will inherit the kingdom of God. So unless you're loving God with all that you are, which means you obey him, which means you come out of the world, you lose your pride and vanity, you lose your life, you surrender all for Christ, that's the fruit, you know him. In Matthew 15, Jesus talked about those who worship him with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. How many people go to church on Sunday and live like the devil the rest of the time, or live like the world? Their hearts are far from Jesus Christ. Do you even know what the scriptures say, neighbor? God hates religious hypocrisy like the churches do, and the church people. God hates worldliness. God hates every false way, Psalm 119:104. So if you live in those things, you have no hope of eternal life to come. To live like the world is death, but to follow Jesus Christ is life and life eternal. We talked about the foundation, don't build on sand. How about this? The parable of the publican and the Pharisee. The Pharisee says, hey, I do all this religious stunts. I'm glad I'm not like him. The publican says, I know I'm a sinner. God have mercy on me. And guess what that means? We know from the rest of the scriptures he would turn from his sin and worldliness. Jesus said he'll be justified before that religious man. America is a corrupt so-called Christian nation. Not God bless America. God is coming to judge America and the world. Christ is coming in flaming fire. Unless you're ready to repent and lose your life, you're going to be part of that judgment. Unless you're willing to seek the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you're going to be part of that judgment. Why would you waste your life on that which is foolish, frivolous, and false, when you could spend your life on that which is eternal, good, and godly? That's quite a question, isn't it? What's good and godly versus false and foolishness? Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. There's also a parable about the talents. People that take what they know and put it in the ground and do nothing with it and don't grow in their holiness, don't return to God goodness, and they walk in worldliness, they're going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. But those who take a little bit of God's truth and build on it and grow it to a holy, godly life full of service and ministry, God's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of your Lord. Everyone else is going to hear, away from me, I never knew you. Workers of iniquity. Sunday church people are going to hear, away from me, I never knew you. People that live like the world are going to hear, away from me, I never knew you. People that live, test yourself to the word of God. There's no hope outside of it. Nope, he said no already. People who say no and want to live their own life, absolutely. God allows you to do that. God is a gentleman. He doesn't force anyone to take his word and keep it. He gives you free will. Jesus didn't die so we could live cushy American lives. He said, deny yourself. Come, follow him. Pick up your cross, your stake, and walk according to his word and his ways. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. So we're just loving our neighbors today, lifting up the gospel truth, warning you about the goodness of God, warning you about the wrath, and telling you about his goodness. There's a goodness to God, grace and mercy and love. There's also a wrath of God. If you're outside of the work of Jesus Christ, the churches are not teaching the truth, they're outside. The culture is far outside. Unless you're worshiping God in spirit and truth, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Loving our neighbor.
Okay.
Test yourself. Oh. Test yourself to the word of God. Narrow path to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, a puny few are going to find eternal life. That word few means puny. Look around. A puny number of Americans are going to find eternal life. The rest are going to suffer wrath and judgment.
What do you believe?
What do I believe? Here you go, sir.
Yeah, what do you believe?
Test yourself. It's all on here. The biblical gospel.
No, I mean your own words.
My own words?
Yeah.
Well, my own word doesn't matter. It's the word of God. The Bible says Christ is the only
dude,
way.
You're fake. This guy's fake. Okay, that's a fake Christian right
there. I'm giving you the word of God. He's calling me fake. He asked me, in my own words, I said, my word means nothing.
You can't even talk to me. You're a fake Christian. You're some kind of...
Sorry, I started quoting you scripture and you turned around and walked
you're
away.
You're fake. I can hear in your
voice. Really, you can hear it in my voice. I'm a fake. Jesus says the only way to the Father.
You're
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
You don't believe it.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. John 14:6. And the Bible says, there's no other name under heaven by which men must be saved. Acts 4:12. The Bible says, Jesus' first ministry words were, repent lest you perish. Are you willing to repent? Are you willing to come out of the world and all false ways? Are you willing to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth? Have you lost your life to find it in Christ, the only way? He's a glorious Savior worthy to be praised. People call the word of God a lie. It is not a lie. It's not a lie. It is the truth. There's a narrow path to eternal life. That's what we lift up in the streets to love our neighbor, the narrow path to eternal life.